Okay, so we're in Parshas Tetzava, my friends. Yeah? Now, right at the beginning of the Parsha, what does it say? We'll talk about the oil of the menorah. Last week we spoke about the menorah, right? We also spoke about the menorah. V'yichu elecha shemen zayit zach. And you take to yourself shemen zayit zach. You take yourself pure oil. Okay? Now, can we hear the idea that, obviously it's talking about regular oil, but can we hear that maybe there's more to it than just taking oil? We're talking about taking the symbolic oil. You hear that?
No.
You have to know. V'chuei lecha, take to yourself oil. Doesn't just mean take the physical oil.
No.
Oil represents something, right? And we're saying you have to take that thing. So let's see. Okay? So the first piece is at the end of Tafrei Shlamed Beis. On your sheets, it's B'medrash. B'medrash. Nimshu b'nei sur l'zayis. Ma shemen eno mis'ariv chulei l'tzaf l'mala. Shemen has a beautiful midah that it's not, that it stays separate, right? Shemen is tzaf l'mala. You put oil, you take water, you mix them together, and eventually the shemen goes above and the water goes below. Shemen is tzaf l'mala. So that's the Medrash points out, the midah, the Bnei Yisrael is like a zayis. Bnei Yisrael is a zayis that they know how to stay separate. Okay? Just like shemen stays separate, the Jewish people has a midah inside themselves as a characteristic, they stay separate. Val zeh nemar, vayichu elecha shemen zayis. Take for yourself shemen zayis. What does it mean, take for yourself shemen zayis, Avram? Take for yourself the midah of what shemen is. Take for yourself the midah of staying separate. Shezeh ha-mavukesh mibnei Yisrael. L'shmor chiyas ha-panimi. This is the mavukesh, this is what God wants from us. To be shomer on our chiyas apnimi, on our inner strength, our inner life. What's that? Chelik elaki, the godliness, right? As you know, everybody knows the lashon when you talk about the neshama, you have to understand this in a correct way, not an incorrect way. But chelik elaki, the neshama is called the chelik elakami mal. It's called the godliness inside of us, right? Chelik elaki sheish b'chol ish yisrael shelo yisar b'gashmi. So don't take that v'yichu elecha. Take that part of you. Take it. That's what I want you to do. I want you to be into that part of you which is above everything else. That chelo kaimimal, that godly part of you, take it and keep it separate from the gashmis. Take it. That's what we're doing. Taking the shemen zayis, separating it. So keep the shemen zayis separate. Be a tzaf lemala and let it stay separate. Okay. So that's gevaldik. Right at the beginning of the parsha, Rabosai. Yeah, I see this beautiful chassidish upshot. Yichu elecha shemen zayis. What does it mean to take the shemen zayis? Take the sod of zayis. Take the foundational point. What shemen zayis is, and shemen zayis is something, olive oil, something which first of all is very, very healthy. People like me on a diet, but that's not what we're emphasizing here. It doesn't say you can learn the pshat of sticks, go on a diet. That's not the pshat, right? Take the koch ha-shemen, the koch that stays separate, this part of you which is separate, which is above everything else, and keep it that way, keep it separate. And I'd like to be masbir in two separate ways, right? Pashas and non-pashas. Non-pashas means like this. What does it mean? Look at those words again. Chelik elaki sheish b'chol ish yisrael shlis ar b'gashmis. The holy part of me shouldn't be misar b'gashmis. There's a chazal which says like this. It's very interesting. It says that Ashri mi shegodol michatov ve'ein chatov gedol mimeno. Ashri, blessed or praiseworthy is the person who is greater than his sins and his sins aren't greater than him. You get it? This is a very interesting thing. A person could have chataim. A person could be into gashmis, right? And not be separate. But there's still me that's bigger than that. A person can equate himself with his sins. And I am the sin. I am the body. Right? That's all I am. That's all there is. Huh? That's me. I am my body. That's me. I am my drives. That's me. I am this will and that will and this guy and that covet and this thing, right? And actually, we should go to mechatov. A person could be greater than his sins. I have sins. I'm not perfect. But I'm bigger than that. You hear it? You have a person who's bigger than this thing. So I was thinking maybe that's one way of understanding this asemis. I'll give you the push-up shot in a second. That I have in me a chelil elokai. I have in me godliness. Every yid, not just them, every yid has godliness inside of him, right? And I take that godliness and I don't let it be misar begashmis. I don't let it mix in with gashmis. Even when I'm into gashmis, and even when I'm into sin, I know that there's a better, bigger part of me which is separate from that, as opposed to seeing myself as totally equated in one, right? A lot of, I've spoken to different people sometimes when they turned around in their lives, you know, they were at a party and they suddenly sensed themselves like, I am more than this. This is like not me. What happens when you go to a party? Like, this is me, all of me, you know, this food, this drink, these other things, this is me, right? So the point is, no, Shalei Sarbagashmas, you know, there's a higher part of me that's not, I could do sins, you know? I could sin, and it's not a heter, right? But you know, you're not supposed to sin, right? But the sin I do, that's not me. I see myself, you know. I see myself. Even people do things that they're not, you know. I'm some type of disconnect. Yeah, that's maybe what he means. Pashup Shah, what he means is that through recognizing the holiness in me, I don't want to go into gashmis and I don't want to go into sin. That's a pashtus, right? I see myself. I'm a nechbad. I'm a chasha person. I have a chelik elikai. I have shem and zayis in me. Yeah. I take the Shem and Zayis, I say, I don't want to go over there. If I'm gonna get involved in sin and get involved in the physical world too much, so then in an incorrect way, like Rav Rasim was talking about, so then I'm taking my godliness and putting it in the toilet. I don't want to do that. You hear? So those are two ways to learn it. The push-up shot is the second one, Rabbi Osai. What he's trying to say is a person recognizes, take your Shem and Zayis, take that godly part of yourself, and don't let it get mixed up in this physical world. And I'm saying maybe another level of shot is that what, even when I do something wrong, I still recognize that I don't want to, you know what I mean? There's part of me which is still a little bit above that, and I don't want it to get mixed up in something. Now, Rabosai, to be mekayim this idea, the first step, and this is the most important thing, is we have to realize, this is what I want people to focus on from this. Now, it's easy to say don't sin, okay, is that we have to remember that we have a Chelik Elokai Mimal. How much do we think about that? You know what I mean? I have holiness inside of me. Huh? I have a part of me which is doesn't get mixed up by the Goyim, is always going Lamala, the Jewish Neshama, walking proudly through history, through all the Tzoras, all the Gullus, all the Gashmis, all the Taivas, you know. That is a Jewish persona, that he stays above everything, just like this Shemen stays above. You know, a person has to aware of that. I don't know how to do it practically or how often to do it, but you have to chop yourself. You know, we talk about self-confidence and self-image, you know? If we would chop, you know, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal one time, he got a guy to stand up. I think that's something he did sometimes. He got a guy to stand up and he said, he was a secular fellow then. He said, stand up. Imagine if we're all clapping for you, you know? Imagine right now. I get one of Josh, stand up. We all start clapping. Josh. He would feel so good, you know? And he knows it's all a game, you know what I mean? And then Rashi would say, okay, now, Josh, the Ron Hashem loves you. You know? Big deal, you know? Big deal. Right? It won't be like, okay, that's a. No, but like if five, four, if three, let's even say we only three, if three guys inspired by Rabbi start screaming, Josh, and right, he would feel so good. I would feel so good, you know? And I say, the Bari Kol Olamis, the creator of these people, he loves you more than they ever will, you know? But he's not cheering. If he would make a boss call, that would be interesting. The guy's not cheering, right? We don't chop, that's just a sign. We don't chop what we have. We don't understand what it is. You understand what it is to have a neshama? Get $1 billion, you'd be happy, right? The Moron Shem gave us a lot more than he gave us in the Shema. Chelek Kelly Kaim Imal. And all we have to do is not be Shomer. So that's what we have to think about. We're thinking about that at the beginning of the parsha. But we need a lot of time to get to the next point, so I want to jump to the next point, my friends. This is very interesting, okay? We're going to talk a little bit about the Big Day Kuna. So now we're at the fourth paragraph on your page, where it says Be'efod. Tafrei Shlamed Zayin, the last piece in Shnas Tafrei Shlamed Zayin. So both sides, for sure, anybody who has a ktsas reyach, a little bit of a smell of understanding of Torah, knows that every prat, every little detail of the mikdash, and the big day kahuna, of course, molly mashmo. So it means something. Oh, let's do tcheles, a little argmon, a little sheish, a little kesef, a little this, a little that. We were talking about in Shir, all the crushing, even though they were the same, had to be in the same order all the time. Well, let them be in different orders. What's the big difference? Yeah, well, it's the same thing. Why does it have to be in the same order? You only makbid on order. If you add a sukkah and you know it fits together just so because all the pieces are different, right? But the Kreshim were all the same. So why? What's the difference on the order? That shows you, yeah?
Except for the
siman. That shows you. That's right? That shows you that everything in the Mishkan was all relevant. And it was all... Anybody has a little bit of a reyach of a little bit... If you chop the Shemen Zayit Zach a little bit in yourself, you understand that it's not stam, that God made it like this and like that. Every simon and everything about the Beit Tikkun was like. So we're going to discuss now the relationship between the Eifod and the Choshen. Okay, that's going to be really cool. Let's think for a second. So the Choshen, what was the Choshen, Rabbo said? The Choshen had 12 Avanim on it, right? Perek Kaf Ches Yud Zayin. Arba Turim, there are four rows. Evan, Turei, Arba Turim, Evan. This is where the term Tur, by the way, Rabbo said. Where does it come from? Arba Turim, there are four Turim, the book Tur. That's four turim, four rows. Row is a tour is a row. Evan tour odem upidida uvarekis. There's odem pidida varekis a tour echad. Okay, vatura sheni nofech sapir vialom. I'm sorry, each one had three. There were four. Each one had three. The first one is odem pidida varekis. The second one is Torah Sheni Nofech Sapir V'Yahalom. Torah Shlishi is Leshem Shavo V'Achloma. Right, at least people know that because it's a famous Kabbalistic book. You know, but otherwise, wouldn't, you know, here, who cares about it in the Pasuk? Where Yashas wrote, grandfather wrote it as a book. That's Chashuv, right? The Pasuk not so Chashuv, yeah? Leshem Shavo V'Achloma. V'Torah V'i Tarshish V'Shoam V'Yashpe. Mishubatzim Zaviyah B'Miluosa. So that's the Choshen, right? Four rows of three each. Okay, and that's what, now what would it, why is it 12 rebosa? Obviously, what's the other relevant 12 months of the year? No, that's each one was representative of a different shevet in Klal Yisrael. Okay, now we also have an ephod. What's the ephod? The ephod was like was like an apron that he put on, and the straps of the apron came around, right? Came around, and the straps, that apron was what held the choshen in place. Otherwise, the choshen would have fell. And so there's a big shaychus between the choshen and the ephod. Now, interestingly, the ephod had two avonim on it, right? Not different avonim. What Evan was on the ephod at the end? So it says Avnei Shoham. Now, Shoham was also mentioned in the choshen, okay? But Torah Harvi, Tarshish v'Shoham v'Yashvei. Cool? So we have Shoham on the Choshen, we have Shoham on the
Eifod.
And the Eifod. Now, Shoham is number 11, Lefi the Cheshvan, right? You have three, the first three rows, right? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, that's 9, 10, this is number 11. Which Shevet is Shevet 11? Good. Good. Sounds like Mosef.
Yosef,
right? Sounds like Yosef, because Binyamin's the last one. So Yashbe is the Evan, which is Keneged. Yosef, good? Now, two auras are both signed. And that Shoham appears again on the ephod. Just so everybody sees, this is the picture, right? Here's the choshen, and here's the ephod, here's the straps of the ephod. Okay, so over here on these straps is where we have the Avnei Shoham again appearing. So what? And the names of Klal Yisrael are again on the straps, on the Avonim, of the ephod. So what do we have here, Rabbi? We have Yosef appearing twice, right? On the Evan of the ephod, which is Shoham, and in the Choshen. And we have the names of Bnei Yisrael. Here it's written not 12 singularly, it's written six on this Shoham and six on that Shoham. Good, so we got the picture? Rabbi, like I said, every prod here is important. Right, so that means we can learn from every prod, we can go into every prod. So let's think, a few questions. Why is the Shoham the stone which is on the Eifel? Right? Why that one? You have 12 choices. It could have been a Leshem, it should have been a Shavo, it could have been a Achlamo. Why that? Question number one. Why is that stone above the Choshen? What's the relevance of the fact that that's above the Choshen? And this is a nice kasha. Why do we have Bnei Yisrael being repeated twice? They're on the... What's the point of them being both on the Choshen and on the Ephod? You know what I'm saying? I have Bnei Yisrael represented on the Choshen. So I'd have to represent them again on the Ephod. Right? And also, the Ephod is called the Zikaron. The Pasuk says, Ephod le Zikaron. It's for remembrance. Okay, so what's going on here? Let's see what he says.
They're represented differently, though, right?
They're represented differently.
One is like a part of 12, and the other one is by itself.
One is by itself, and one is 6 and 6. Very good. Good. Good idea. So let's see. The Eifod Haya Avnei Shoham Bilvad, Vuhu Avna Shel Yosef. So the Shoham, the Eifod Haya Avnei Shoham Bilvad, Vuhu Avna Shel Yosef. Ki Yosef Hu Bechinas Zikaron. Right? The Eifod is all about remembrance. Yosef has an aspect, Yosef relates to the aspect called Zikaron, towards remembrance. Vavonim Hayul Zikaron Ashvatim Lufnei Bori Yisbarach. And the Avonim, right? So therefore, Yosef, who's Zikaron, Yosef is all about remembrance. We'll talk about what that means in a second. Yosef was all about remembrance. It makes sense that his stone is the stone that's on the Ephod. Ube'efa shulamala al katefav, the efa which is above on his shoulders, haya klala shvatim. That's where the klala shvatim is. That's the general point of the shvatim. Vu Yosef, shushorish kol shvatim ulamala mehem. And that's Yosef who's shorish, he's the source of all the shvatim and he's above them. Okay, so let's just think what he tells us. Yosef is zikaron, remembrance. And the ephod, for sure, the pasuk tells us is remembrance. That's why Yosef is specifically featured in the ephod. Okay, but not just that. Yosef is the one who's above the choshen because he's the sharish of the shvatim, he's the source of the shvatim, and he's above the shvatim. Okay, and the other thing he tells us is that the ephod is the klal. Like Alex was saying, the ephod is the klal. That's why you find the names together, and the choshen is the prat. Okay, let's try to explain this. A lot going on here in these 5-6 lines. You know, we have five, six minutes to explain it, but let's try to work out what we can. We'll go minat kala kavit. So first off, what's the idea of... So we asked, why does it have to appear twice? Nice kasha, right? So now at least we know they're appearing in different ways. On the ephod, the Shemus B'nai Yisrael is appearing in its klal form. That's klal Yisrael is a klal. And on the... Choshen is appearing as a prat form. So now, why is that important? So what? Why do we need klal and pratim? Right? General and specific. So here you have to understand an important thing. Just generally, bro, so our whole life is made up of two words. Klalim upratim. Yeah? And I want to explain that for a second. Say yisod atzum, first as it's said. In Torah, let's just be markov for a second. Let's take an example from halacha, right? Anybody who spends time in halacha, Rabbi Leibovitz, whatever other... Halacha is all about pratim, right? I'm only into the klalim. Halacha is all about the pratim and the pirtei pratim, each mitzvah, in each little detail of every mitzvah. And anybody who takes halacha seriously knows how important all those pratim are, and how much, if they read the Mishnah Berurah this way, it means this. If you read the Bi'ur Halacha like that, it means this. And the Sharatin adds something else, and Rabbi Yashar said that, and Rishon Lezion said this, right? And that's our halachic world. That's a lot of the world that we live in, that any good Ben Torah, good Jew, right? Any good Jew wants to be Mekayim Ratzon. We have a Avad on Hakpada. You know, Hakpada is a bad thing. Hakpada is the good thing. Yeah, another Avad. Hakpada, not the one you don't go to on Sunday, not the one you don't go to on Wednesday, right? Hakpada are both saying, Hakpada is the best meat in the world. The person is being put out of self on every word in Shulchan Aruch, right? But you have sometimes people that forget Bechlal, the Klalim. They're Klalim of Yiddishkeit, right? I love Halacha, but I don't care about God. It could be, right? Now, it sounds stupid, but it's not so stupid. The cloud that this is all to get me close to Hashem, be midas at tzadikim, right? Which this whole Shulchan Aruch starts with, of Shvisi Hashem, somehow I forget that. I'll give you another example. Another example that Sir Bosai is that it says that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says that there's going to come a time when a person is going to say, it's better for a Jew to marry a shiksa. You know what that is, yeah? In Russia they have them. A shiksa is better to marry a non-Jewish girl than to marry a Jewish girl, because if he marries a Jewish girl, it's nidus, which is kares. But if he marries a shiksa, it's only a lav, lo deschatibam. Rabbi Yaakov, that's a perfect example of somebody who misses, that's what Rabbi Yaakov was saying, you miss the klal of Yiddishkeit in the prat, right? Well, this halacha, that halacha. So if I look at this halacha, that halacha, so then this comes out better to marry shiksa. But in the klal of what it means to be a Jew, in the point of everything, you missed it. All right. One more example. Sometimes we say that the pasuk tells us, "Eis lasos l'Hashem eifiru torasecha." There's a time, of course, only Gedolim can determine when that time it is. But a time to do for God, dissolve His Torah. You hear the words? A time to do for God, dissolve His Torah, dissolve the prat for the klal. Eis lasos l'Hashem eifiru torasecha. Yeah. So, Rabosai. So now we have to make sure that our klalim are good and our pratim are good. And so too, the shvatim exist on two levels. They exist b'chlal, right? They exist b'chlal, but they also exist b'frat. And both of those features of the shvatim, what it means to be a shevet. I'm a shevet, part of Klal Yisrael. I got to know that. That's the ephod. But I'm also a prat. And each shevet has its own makam, its own beautiful makam on the choshen. Okay? Now, next. Yosef was a shevet, but he was more than that, right? What does it mean that Yosef is the sharish? Okay? What does it mean Yosef's the Sharish and the Malamam? That Yosef's the one who's emphasized. So that's the idea of both. So Yosef is the Yosef, he's an Av. He's on the Choshen also. The Shoham is there, Betor Avi. But he's also above, and he's the Sharish. Yosef is called the Miktas Av, Rav Huna used to call him. Yosef, we don't have time to go into it fully, but Yosef isn't just another Shevet. Yosef is called Yisod. Yosef is the one who brings the message of the Avos, brings the message of Yaakov down to the rest of the world. V'yav Yosef mikol echav. Yaakov loved Yosef from all of his brothers, not more than all his brothers. He loved him from the fact that Yaakov had shaychus to all the brothers, mikol echav. From Yosef, he had shaychus. From Yosef, Yaakov related to the Shvatim. Yaakov was too high. Yosef was there in the middle, and he brought in it. And that's what we find in a Gashmistic way. He was the Mashpir in a Gashmistic way. He's the one who took care of the brothers when they were in Goshen and Mitzrayim, right? And in a spiritual way, everything goes through Yosef, okay? We have to mark of the Dibur another time on that. I just want to talk, what's the idea of Zikaron, though, okay? I want one more minute for what Zikaron are both saying. Zikaron means like this, that I was thinking Zikaron might be the same thing. What's a remembrance? Yeah, we see, this is a big yisod, okay, well, this will finish. We see details. We live in a world of pratim, right? I see, I feel, I hear, I sense details. All I see is details here, the six people here, right? Only an Adam Gadol, a greater person, sees a bigger picture. No, they're not stam, they're B'nai Torah who are thirsty to hear Torah. Ah, it's not six stam guys. One gesher, one this, one that. These are people who are, I see a klal here, you hear it? That in our world is only like a zikaron. It's only like a remembrance. We remember the klalim, but we don't see the klalim. You hear what I'm saying? When we talk klalim, when I talk about the general principle, I live in a world of details. Yeah, like I just like Rabbi say, how many people are makbid and halach and don't love God and don't chop? They have to love God. How many people do chesed but they don't chop that there's Klal Yisrael is one? I see oneness. You hear what I'm saying? So the world of Zikaron, Yosef's world is a world of Zikaron. It's a world of the world of Klal is a world of remembrance, because here I don't see it. I see I see pictures. But the Adam Gadol sees more than that. He sees the Klal. He sees the picture of things. But to us, it's just a remembrance. And by Hashem also. Hashem remembers means by a Kadosh Baruch Hu also, his Zikaron means what's close to him. God doesn't see, it's the opposite. God doesn't see the pratim. What he remembers is what's in front of him is the klal. Kulcha yafra yasi mumen bach. Klal Yisrael is messing up, but the pasuk in Shir Hashirim tells us, you're beautiful, my beloved, and you don't have a single mum. You're perfect. You hear? God is into the klalim. God's not into the pratim, kaviyachon. God's into everything, right? But God, as much as we understand, is much more into the klal of something. He doesn't see us, he sees a minion. There aren't 10 individuals here, there's a minion. This Klal Yisrael. You hear what I'm saying? The Ribbono Shel Olam is into Zikaron. So when we talk about Zikaron, we're talking about something which is above. So that's the point. The Avnei Shalom is Zikaron. That's Kocha Shel Yosef, who's the Shorish. Maybe it might mean something else. First two things I said, I'm pretty sure about. The Yosef, that this is the Yisod of Yosef, as I've seen other places in Sfas Emes. And the idea of Kol and Pratim, those are two Yisodas. That's the same idea as Zikaron, maybe. You know, think about it. Both sides, the message to take out, I mean, it's good Torah for Shabbos, yeah? We all have to learn to be people who live more with klalim, yeah? A lot of times we end up focusing, we have to focus on klalim and pratim. But it's very easy in life to focus on pratim, be good at pratim, right? But Yosef is bigger. Yosef is Zikaron. Yosef sees a klal, he sees more. And yourself, you can see more than just the pratim. And your friends, you can see more than just the pratim. In Torah, you have to see more than the pratim. In nature, you have to see more than just pratim. See the klal. What's makarepo? What's beyond? What's behind all this? What's the general principle which brings everything together? Unified force principle of the world. When someone lives with that, they go to a whole different level and they get to a whole different thing. Shabbat Shalom.